Let's move to some other news this lunchtime. That vote expected today in the United States House of Representatives to impeach President Donald Trump. Several members of his Republican Party say that they will also vote to impeach him over accusations that he incited his supporters to storm the Capitol building in Washington last week. Let's get the latest from our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, what picture is emerging at this stage, early there on Wednesday in the United States, Washington, East Coast time, about the level of support for this move among Republicans?
Right now, Brian, I think we're up to about five Republicans who'll say they will vote in favour of impeachment. Doesn't sound like a lot, I hear you say, but remember, all along, Republicans very much in lockstep in favour of Donald Trump on a variety of controversies over the last 4 years. But here we see this push against him, small in number now. Maybe that will grow. We'll have to wait and see. The vote itself due to kick off in the coming hours. The House of Representatives will convene in the next hour. There'll be some business to deal with beforehand, and then they will move forward with that impeachment, an unprecedented second impeachment of a president. The first time we've ever seen that, where a US president will be impeached twice. Remember the process here, though. You are impeached in the House of Representatives. It then goes to the Senate for trial. That's less clear. We don't know what's going to happen there. The earliest the Senate would hear a trial would be next week, the day before Joe Biden is inaugurated as president. That would mean that the trial itself would play out after Donald Trump has left office, and he wouldn't be president anymore anyway. So the suggestion there is, do the Democrats want a situation whereby Joe Biden's first 100 days in office will be dominated by Donald Trump and dominated by putting Donald Trump on trial? Interestingly, reports here in the US last night that the senior Republican in the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, is said to be maybe in favor of impeachment and has been telling colleagues that he doesn't think impeachment is the worst idea in the world and that maybe Donald Trump has committed impeachable offences. We'll just have to wait and see how that plays out. Another step in this process, the first step for Democrats, was going to be to appeal to the Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment of the US Constitution and remove Donald Trump from office. Last night, Mike Pence wrote to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, saying he would not be doing that.
So in terms of the process in the Senate, Brian, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that there'll be a majority in the House of Representatives to move forward with this and to lay the charges. But for the Senate to find him guilty requires more than a simple majority.
That's right. It's a two-thirds majority. It's a much higher bar. And remember, after Joe Biden's inauguration, the Democrats will control the Senate, but only just. It will be a 50-50 split of senators. The deciding vote will go to the Vice President, Kamala Harris. So that gives Democrats control, but barely. They would need 17 Republicans to jump ship, to side with them, in order to vote to remove Donald Trump from office. And again, I come back to what a lot of people are probably looking at this going, what are you talking about? What's the point? He'll already be gone from office. The point is, from the Democrats' perspective, to give him a slap on the wrist, to punish him, to show him that this is not proper, and to say that what you did on that day when you called on your supporters to march on the Capitol building and when we saw that riot was wrong and that you need to be punished for that. The other side of this, Brian, is that if a US president is impeached and is found guilty by the Senate, it is then possible to take a vote to bar him from ever running from office ever again. And remember, in the background of all of this, there's lots of talk that Donald Trump may try to run for president again in 2024. A conviction in the Senate and a subsequent vote to block him from doing that would remove Donald Trump from the political stage forevermore.
Just a word finally, Brian, about security arrangements. Sorry, I'm going to go over to the Doyle chamber now.